Well, new tonight, a declaration from the Vatican. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued a new statement today saying the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions.
It's a decision that does keep with the church's tradition, but was disappointing for many because Pope Francis had previously seemed to endorse legal protection for same-sex unions. News Nation's Ashley Ketz is here now with how Catholics within the LGBT community are reacting to this major decision.
Yeah, we saw this new explanation come out today on whether the clergy would have the authority to bless gay unions. It was published in 7 languages, the Catholic Church noting the difference between welcoming and blessing gay people, but not their unions.
In a statement released today, the Vatican says the blessing of homosexual unions cannot be considered licit. God does not and cannot bless sin. Reverend Robert Gall is a professor of ethics in Rome. He defends the Vatican's declaration.
In fact, Pope Francis, the document quotes Pope Francis saying that God loves everyone and takes them as you are, but he doesn't leave you as you are. And this document is about blessings. And it's that the church can't bless these unions because the church considers marriage to be sacred. And these unions are not comparable to marriage.
Marianne Duddy Burke, a Catholic, calls today's statement a disappointing step backwards. She celebrated her wedding in an Episcopal church.
I know that the day that my wife and I stood in our church and pledged our love and commitment to each other, in the presence of our families and our friends and our coworkers and members of the religious community that she had been part of before, was one of the most sacred moments I have ever experienced.
Michael Luisi took on the new role of husband last October, but because of his marriage to a man, the pastor at his DC church said he would have to drop his other role as lector, reading Bible passages during services.
If they found that I was in a gay marriage, that it may be hurtful to somebody in the congregation, and he couldn't allow that.
Catholics in the pews are going to do more outreach to LGBTQ people than they've been doing already.
Francis DiBernardo is the head of New Ways Ministry, which advocates for greater acceptance of gay Catholics in the church. He predicts the decision will backfire.
Whenever a negative statement is made by the Vatican, parishes respond by being more and more accepting.
While the Vatican's decision may close the door on Catholic clergy blessing same-sex unions, LGBTQ advocates agree it will be up to people to celebrate the partnerships.
Most Catholics are already standing with us and are already showering on us the blessing that church leaders are refusing.
And just last year, a Pew Research poll found that in the U.S., about 61% of Catholics support gay marriage. In the past, the Pope said gay people have the right to be in a family, calling them children of God, and appeared to endorse civil unions legally. We'll have to see where this goes. Guys.